I'm going to have us just continue in our study. We've been doing a series on the family. We spent a good bit of time talking about marriage, and now just really talking about family matters, parenting in particular. But I trust there are things that we will learn this morning and through this series that are beneficial for all of us, whether you're a parent or not, or a grandparent or not, or your kids are older or younger, or maybe you're single. But there are principles here that will be beneficial for us. So let me have you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. As you are turning there, and you'll see as we read this passage, and we looked at this just briefly last week, and we're going to dig into it a little bit more this morning. But some years ago, there was a survey that was conducted, rather an informal survey, not a statistically precise one, but of families in churches in our circles. And the folks that were involved in this would have been probably in the circle of Marquette Manor. So it may be that some of you participated in this survey. I don't know. I don't know if our church did or not. But it asked a series of questions. And one of them that it asked was whether or not some sort of family devotions were being done in individual homes on a regular basis. Now, the results of that survey might surprise you. Or maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. But they surprised me. And the survey revealed that, and it was given anonymously to people who are faithful church-going folks, you know, folks just like all of us here. And the survey revealed that only about 1 in 10 families routinely had a time of family devotions. Okay, and those of you who are math scholars know that that means that 9 out of 10 could not say that that was the case. Now, perhaps some of those who had to say no, they weren't, were concluding that their consistency didn't measure up with the word regularly. And you know, certainly that means different things to different folks. But the point of the survey, the way that it was presented, was not to indicate that, you know, if you ever missed, you weren't regular. It was just saying there's some sort of a consistent pattern. You know, maybe we would say most days, ideally every day. But, you know, most days there's some sort of an attempt to do that on some sort of a regular basis. It may be that some of those who said no had done that for a time in their life and had just kind of fallen away from that. Things change, kids' ages change, dynamics change. So maybe they had been but weren't. But for whatever reason, 90% of the folks that were asked about that answered that, no, I can't really say that we have a regular time in our household of family devotions. And so I wonder how we would do here. So with that in mind, let me ask you to raise... No, I won't do that to you, okay? But, you know, ask yourself that question. How do you answer? Is it true in your family? Is it true in your household that there is, in some measure, a time of regular family devotions? At least an attempt to be as regular as possible. Is that something that is important to you? And so that's kind of the framework that we're going to consider. And I think we'll see that this passage really does have to do with that. And I'm going to make this very practical this morning. But let me read here verses 1 through 9 in Deuteronomy chapter 6. So you follow along. Moses writes this. He says, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye might increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." I've taken the title of the message this morning from verse 7 of our text, specifically this phrase, teach them diligently. And my purpose is to really focus on applying that phrase to the matter of family devotions, okay, as we began there. I think that that's the point, in a sense. Maybe not using that terminology, but that's the point of this passage. I certainly believe that that's an application that the Scripture clearly has in view. So that's what we're going to do this morning. And I recognize that in just trying to flesh out some practical ideas, that this would take me more than one message. So we'll continue that this evening. But we'll start this morning examining the text itself and some of the implications and just some basic principles that I think we would take away. And then we'll continue that this evening. And again, this is just kind of set against the background of our series on the family. Now, many of you are very familiar with this passage. And in fact, as I said, I read part of it last week. And if you're familiar with it, I suspect that nothing that I'm going to say this morning will be anything new or profound. But let me remind us of this. One of the hallmarks of Jesus' teaching ministry is that He would repeat and review and reinforce the basic truths that He was teaching. He would present principles, He would challenge His hearers to respond in faith and obedience, and then a little later He would teach that same idea, maybe in a little different way, maybe expressing it differently, illustrating it differently, but He would teach those same things again and again. And His disciples must have heard those things many, many, many times, and still sometimes they struggled with responding in faith and obedience. So that's along the lines of what we're going to do this morning. Nothing I'm going to say is particularly profound or exciting, but we're going to take some basic familiar principles, consider some practical suggestions for putting those principles to work in your life, and I hope you'll be challenged by it, helped by it, encouraged by it, and that we won't just walk away and say, yeah, ho-hum, I know all that. But that we would just kind of take stock and say, you know, where am I at in this matter of teaching my children diligently? Bringing the Word of God to light in a practical sense, in an applicational sense in my family on a day-to-day basis. Whether your family is you and one other or a house full of people, whatever it might be, I trust that you'll take that away. So let's begin with prayer this morning. Father, we're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful that you give us principles to live by. You give us rich doctrinal truth. But you also give us just very practical instruction. And I pray this morning that you would use your word in that practical sense to cause us to think about how we live in our families, in our homes, how we do at teaching and instructing diligently our children, and how we do just in walking with you and allowing your word to dwell in us richly and make a difference in our lives. And so I ask for your guidance this morning as we consider this passage, as we consider some practical ways to flesh it out. I pray, Father, that your Spirit would use this profitably in the hearts of these your people. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is, to me, just such a rich passage of Scripture. I mean, the Bible tells us that all the Scripture is equally inspired and all of it is profitable for us. But if you're like me, some passages just really resonate in your heart. And this is one such passage for me. I think it was a passage like that for ancient Israel. Thus, they used to recite it multiple times each day and think through the implications of it. And so we're going to work through this not in painstaking detail, but just look at the basic flow and the basic thrust and then bring it home in a practical sense. So there'll be 3 points over the course of this morning and this evening. The first will be the mandate for family devotions, if you want to use that term. The second, some methods, some practical suggestions. And we'll spend a good bit of time on that. And then just some motivation. Some things that ought kind of remind us of the importance of this. So let's look first at the idea of the mandate, if you will, for family devotions. Take a look at verse 7. It says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." Now, I've chosen the word mandate because it nicely alliterates with the other points. I could have said the command. I could have said the ordinance. I could have said, you know, God's imploring us to do this. But the fact is, God is telling us this is something that we should do. Most languages have at least a couple ways for communicating a command. Okay? For example, in English, kind of the normal imperative way, the normal command would be to say, teach your children diligently. This expression is stated using the future tense, thou shalt teach your children diligently. Now, the fact is, God isn't just making a prediction here. He is giving a command. Some of you who are dads have said things like this. No, son, you will mow the lawn, okay? You will do this, right? It's yes, a prediction of the future, but you're stating it with the intention of telling them this is something you will do. This is something that you are commanded to do, something that you're instructed to do. And here, Moses is teaching the nation as they're preparing to enter into the promised land. He's taking the opportunity to remind them of their past, how they have gotten to where they are, and to tell them about the prospects for the future, and to give them instruction as to how they are to live as the people of God. And he says to them, here's something that is going to characterize you, that needs to characterize you, that must characterize you if you are to be God's people, if you are to experience all that God has for you. today, right now. If it's a need, and you would acknowledge that it's a need in your life and in your family, then the time to start is now. And arrange some mutual accountability within your family. And begin even today, maybe in the car on the way home, maybe as you sit down at lunch, maybe tonight as you gather as a family and ask God to help you as a family to become more consistent in that regard. And let me say this, folks. If we as a church would give ourselves to, in our own right, knowing God's word and allowing it to dwell richly in our hearts, and sharing that with one another as families, not only would our families be revolutionized, so would our church. I mean, it would have a dramatic and a profound effect. It's not enough to just come to church once or twice or even three times a week and hear God's word preached and feel like that's all I need. There's a need in that ongoing basis. And there's a need for us as families to together carry out this instruction that we find here in Deuteronomy 6, to be teaching them to our children diligently. And let me just say one last thing. This has not been a message about salvation, but perhaps you're here today. And really, the greater need for you is just to know the Lord yourself. I mean, anything we attempt to do in our own strength or as just a moral thing that we ought to do, we're destined to fail, to fall on our faces. And it begins with having ourselves a personal relationship with Christ. And if you've never trusted the Lord as your Savior, let me encourage you. We'd love to have someone just sit down and show with you how you can know your sins are forgiven and how you can know you have eternal life. And if you're a believer and you think that you can make family devotions happen just by an act of your will or a decision, that's not the case. You know, it takes a recognition that this is something important to God and that you need God to help make it important for you and to help you to be than a doer of the word and not a hearer only. So let's stand to our feet.